Broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios, it's the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anyone can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. What's up, fellas?
Oh, a lot, bro.
Where you been, man?
What do you mean, where I been?
The fuck?
We've been here.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, I showed up last week and you guys weren't here.
Bro, you should have showed up for the raid.
What raid?
There was a raid on your closet.
What the fuck?
Yes. They tried to take all your fucking baby oil and shit, man. We were like...
Hey, as long as my condoms are still up on the wall.
Well, they were taken for evidence.
Yeah, so they're testing all the semen samples and shit.
Yeah, surprise to them, they're all mine.
he's like, they must all be related.
Wow. Yeah, you don't seem worried at all, so it must be all yours.
Nah, because I'm sure they didn't find anything. I'm like,
it's a freak off party of one.
I had my own white party. Wait, they didn't find the cameras, right?
No.
Okay. Because I hit them shit. Those shits.
Yeah, really. No, they didn't find that.
Nah, you're good.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah, right. So I was dealing with the fallout of that. You know, I had FBI agents coming in and out.
Damn.
It was a mess, bro. And I was like, what's fucking Barlow? This motherfucker. He just makes a mess and fucking I have to clean it up and disappears. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be okay, though.
I hope so.
My fingerprints are burnt off, so they can't really tell who the fuck I am.
You know what I just found out? Don't ever let anyone take a picture of your ear.
What?
Of your ear? Because ears are like fingerprints.
No way.
How? No one has the same ear.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
So if you see somebody like up close and personal trying to take a picture of your ear, it's because they're trying to identify who you are, bro. Huh. So, yeah. So, you know.
That's a really bizarre fact, Jack.
I know. What the fuck? Like, how do you.
That is fucking weird.
How do you type that in on Google AI? Do all ears. Are all ears the same? Actually, no, Jericho.
No, they're not, bro.
AI is like, welcome back, Jericho. Another fun fact for you.
Dude, that's crazy. But you know what? It makes sense.
It does, right? It
makes sense.
Yeah, man.
Unless you're like one of those fucking wrestlers that used to wear like the...
Oh.
Like the things they have, like that popcorn ear and shit.
Yeah, it's called the cauliflower ear.
Cauliflower ear.
Yeah, popcorn. I'm scared of those fucking guys, man. Don't fuck with the guy with cauliflower ear.
Because they'll choke you out.
Oh, fuck yeah, bro. They know how to fuck you up. They do, man.
I thought he was going to stop with fuck.
they know how to fuck you.
Because you're out. You ain't got no defenses, man.
You're right.
So sick. Oh, I have a rant, by the way.
Oh, God. All right.
Yeah. Let's hear it, man.
So.
Wait, you're welcoming this rant?
Yeah.
I like his rants.
he hasn't been here in fucking months. So, I was in Vegas this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm fucking tired as fuck. You know, you walk a lot in Vegas.
You sure do, man.
You know, I was looking at my phone. I was looking at how much I walked. One of the days I walked fucking 12 miles.
Wow.
What the fuck?
12 fucking miles, man.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
You didn't
right?
do that in Oaxaca. How the hell did you do it over there?
I don't know, man.
I think the most we walked in Oaxaca was 5 miles.
Yes.
Yeah.
So fuck.
So I don't know how the fuck. My phone, you know, my phone's pretty accurate, so I don't know. I know.
Maybe longer days? You were out and about longer?
Oh, that's right. That's
probably.
Right. Because you're out from like fucking 11 to fucking 3, 4 in the morning, whatever.
Can I ask you this? Is your watch part of that, the counting of the steps?
Yes, it is.
So when you jack off, does that count as walking? Like every stroke is a step?
It does. Okay. It counts.
Oh, okay.
So see, that's part of it.
So, I mean.
Fucking cheater.
It's only like 10%. No. See why it doesn't. You're wrong.
How?
Because my watch is on my left hand.
Okay.
Oh. I'm right-handed.
See, I'm a left-handed jackass.
Are you?
Yes.
Stop.
Well, I've told you guys this before. Yeah.
Hey. Oh, you have. You
I don't.
Have.
I don't like the stranger effect.
See, it started out as a stranger, but now it's just my regular hand. Now my right hand's a stranger. So, anyway, back to you, bro.
What the fuck? Another fun fact brought to you by Charity. It's another useless fact.
He's like, why does it feel wrong to jack off in my right hand now? So, yeah, so I was in Vegas this weekend. It was hot as fuck, by the way. But, you know, it was a good time. And, you know, I got back, got home, fucking tired as fuck. And I took a nap right before the fucking show, right before I came over here.
Does that mean he's already 40?
I don't know.
I'm 35.
Like he aged 5 years in Vegas or what?
Right, yeah, I mean, because when you're 40, bro, you got to take a nap in the middle of the day. And that just feels better. Anyway, go ahead.
The sun.
Oh, the sun.
Was hot. It was burning.
Whose sun?
The sun in the sky.
Oh, the sun in the sky. Yeah. Got it.
The sun of God.
Like,
Jesus.
It was like burning my feet.
Got it.
You know, I don't mind walking, but when I walk outside in the sun, my feet hurt.
Okay.
Because they're burning.
You're not wearing those therapeutic shoes, or what do you call them?
No, those are
those are mine.
Okay.
those were with me, Jericho.
Tempur-Pedic, right? Is that what you call them?
Pita.
No, there's no pita here.
No? What do you call those shoes?
Podiatry?
Tempur-Pedic?
Tempur-Pedic bed.
No, yeah. That's
oh, my God.
Tempur-Pedic. No, that's not it.
People are probably yelling at their fucking...
They're like... Pediatrician.
Prosthetic shoes? No, that's not it either. Nope.
God damn it. AI, motherfucker. We'll figure it out.
You know what? Our listeners will write in and tell us. Hey, by the way, listeners, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
In order to sidestep Instagram, because they've been messing with us lately, right?
Yes.
They've been like stopping us from communicating with our listeners. Why don't you guys write to us instead? Write it directly to us, to our phone number. They could text us.
Yeah.
Which is the number is 323-795-8103. And text us anytime, day or night, and we'll respond to you guys.
Yes.
Because otherwise, we won't be able to respond to you guys when you... write to us on Instagram.
And it is called Ask the Fellas.
Yes. And I know we've been getting a lot of your questions, and we'll reply right, you know, as soon as we can, and we'll put them on the show. But unfortunately, we've been having too much fun. But yeah. Go ahead, Barlos.
So going back to my rant. So I was a little tired. I took a nap. I'm like, you know what? All right, let me go. So, you know, someone made me feel bad. Like, oh, no, you got to go. You can't be an asshole. You already missed last week. I'm like, all right, I'll go.
Come to the show. You're talking about coming to the show.
Yeah, come to the fucking show. Come and do the damn show.
Right.
I was like, I honestly wanted to fucking be like, hey, fellas, you know what, man?
Fucking tired.
I'm going to go to sleep. I'm gonna take a longer nap, man.
What are you talking about?
I was tired, man.
Oh, man.
My fucking feet hurt. My knee hurts. Man, I hope I don't feel like this at 45.
Oh shit! Dude, you're gonna feel worse, bro.
Listen, I gotta be honest. Today,
this motherfucker.
Oh, man.
I show up. I ring the doorbell. He's like, "Hey, Barlos. Shit! I forgot we were having a show today. What the fuck?"
I assumed that Barlos was gonna say no.
It's because it didn't go down like it usually goes down, where we kind of confirm, and then I'll be like, oh, "Okay, 7:15, guys." Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, 7:15. We didn't do any of that today. It was just kind of like, Jericho was like, I'm down. And I think I gave him a thumbs up. And then earlier you said, no, I think yesterday you said, I can't do Monday, but I can do Tuesday. Yeah.
But we know what that means.
Right, it's like, I'm going to cancel on you guys on Tuesday. Like,
Tuesday around 5 o'clock.
Yeah, like 2 hours before the show starts. So I'm like, I expected it, you know, so I did it. I did my work, and my wife had gotten home with my tacos, and I was like, all right, cool, we're going to get to chill, we're going to watch the fucking, well, not the election, what's that called?
The debate between the vice president.
Yeah, there you go, the debate, and I was like, we're just going to hang out. And then I get a doorbell, and I thought, my little old neighbor's at the door trying to ask for some money so he can get his beer. And no, it was somebody else.
Dude, speaking about your old neighbor, I almost killed him again.
Again. Don't kill him. Please don't kill him.
But was it you guys that got him that vest?
Yes.
Dude, that was his only fucking, the thing that saved him. I promise you, this old man with his cane is standing in the middle of the fucking street. I think he was talking to somebody.
Was he stepping?
Was he stepping? Dude, and I turned the corner and I'm going, right? And all of a sudden, if it wasn't for that vest, I would have ran his ass over.
Bro.
I would have ran his ass over, and Don, what's his name?
Marquez
would have been no more.
We have to protect our old people, bro. They have the funniest stories, man. And he's just he's a staple of the community.
Yeah, he's fucking comedy, bro. Because the first time I almost killed him, right away he started just chatting me up and telling me jokes and shit.
He's like telling you why not to kill him. Look, I got these stories, man.
Yeah, no, he, good guy, man. He seemed like a cool guy.
No, he told me a story that was pretty important for all of us. So, long story short, his daughter had a boyfriend that they were on the outs, right? They were upset at each other, and they didn't want to be with each other anymore. So he happens to take his car. Don't know where. I think it was to Vegas somewhere, and he crashes. But he didn't have enough insurance on the car. So whoever he crashed into went after whoever the car owner was, because the guy that was driving didn't have enough insurance. So, again, there wasn't enough insurance, so they went after the house and they took his house.
Damn, he hit the wrong person.
Yeah, so
if he would have hit a Mexican, they would have settled out for $500. Uh-huh. He could have been like, I know a guy. Uh-huh.
But always have enough coverage in order to protect yourself and your home and, you know, your family. Because, dude, they're just going to take whatever they can.
Shit.
It's fucking insane.
That's rough, man.
Yeah, man. So he's had a couple stories like that. I think his son shot somebody with a BB gun in the eye. And I guess the eye went bad, and, you know, they had to take the eye out.
Oh,
so they sued him for that, and they took his house. So
wait, the house number two?
That was house number one. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
The house number two was the son-in-law that wasn't really his son-in-law.
Yeah, this guy needs to stop buying houses and shit.
No, he has another story that he had 5 acres that he bought an empty lot.
Uh-huh.
And he held on to it for years and years and years, and some lady came up to him, and he was finally going to sell it, and she wanted to build, I think, apartments on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But somehow he didn't sign a contract. He didn't sign an actual agreement. So she was just paying him in payments. Well, she stiffed him. So he bought it for $20,000. They were worth $100,000. And he managed to get only $35,000 from her instead of the $100,000.
Yeah.
Stiffed him. I think she sold the lot. And now it belongs to someone else. But he couldn't get the money because he couldn't prove that the agreement wasn't, you know, met. But he still managed to make $15,000, and he was happy with that. But he missed out on $80,000.
Oh, yeah, sure. Or if he would have held on a couple of years, probably would have settled for like, you know, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000.
Yeah. So this guy's been an unlucky dude, man.
Shit.
To the point where he falls all the time, and like, hopefully he doesn't get killed. Because
I'm extra careful now, man.
Now he has a vest.
Yeah.
But once we were cutting down a tree with a chainsaw. And he was walking away from. He said hello to us, and he kept on walking. And like, he had passed an area where there's a bush there, and, you know, he just. I thought he kept on going, but a car stopped, and started looking at that area as if like there was something there. Somebody dropped something, and he kept getting closer and closer. I'm like, oh, maybe he saw a stray dog or something.
Cherokee thought his bushes were like fucking immaculate.
I know. They're like, oh, we have somebody admiring our bushes.
And then they get up to him and they start like talking to something. I'm like, who is he talking to? And I walk over the bush and I see Don Marquez passed out on the floor with a big ass lump on his head and blood coming out of his forehead.
Oh, fuck. He was bleeding.
He was bleeding. And that wasn't his first time that he had fallen.
Holy shit.
Because, of course, he's drunk.
Oh, fuck.
And Cherokee gives him the fucking money.
I do give him the money.
This fucking. Come on, man.
Come on, what are you going to do, bro? Are you going to really deprive an old man from his, you know, daily beer? You just can't do that.
So at that point, are you enabling or are you being a good citizen?
I think I'm being a good neighbor.
Good neighbor.
By the time he gets here, though, do you think you're beer number one or beer like number five?
Ah, number five, bro. He ran out of money.
Oh, so he shows up drunk.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
See, but you gotta be like a bartender, Cherokee.
No, but see, that's
Cherokee. If he's drunk, you gotta be like,
you gotta cut him off.
Beer number five. That's when he's the most chatty and he's funny, bro. That's why I like it.
Chat him up and give him a water, Cherokee.
That's the difference.
Pour it in the Modelo.
one time, because, you know, nobody drinks like Jose Cuervo. Like, that shit is trash fucking tequila, right? Yeah. And one time, like, my family, they were fucking, they were drinking. I forget what they were drinking. And so the tequila ran out, and they're like, oh, I think I have another tequila, somebody said, right? And they poured the Jose Cuervo into, like, a, one of the good tequila bottles. And these fools were like, oh, it's so fucking smooth. Like, I get drunk as fuck. And they're like, oh, it's so fucking smooth. Like, fucking drunk people can't tell anymore, man. And they were loving it, bro. And I'm like, man, they're drinking the shittiest fucking tequila ever.
That's what we used to do at college parties. We used to fucking take Popo, fucking pour that shit in a Grey Goose bottle.
Yeah.
And the girls were like, oh, this is delicious, blah, blah, blah. All
that was that was the angry vodka. I didn't like that.
Take my virginity.
They were giving it away. It's like, man, if you act fast, it's 2-for-1 today.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Yeah, I was at the fucking at the police station, and then this black lady walks in, right? Like, and she's like, I'm on drugs. I'm on drugs. And she's like, they're in the lobby, right, of the thing, and then this old Latino guy, he was there trying to handle some affairs, right? And then she's like, and that's my drug dealer. she's like, he's the one that gave me the drugs. And she's just going off, right? And it's me, an attorney, our client, foster mom, and then the foster lady's daughter, right? And so then our client, he went in to go talk to the detective. And so this black woman, she's like going up and down, just burping and just doing a bunch of nasty shit. So we're like, don't make eye contact. And she walks over to us. She's like, what are you four tamales doing here? Cause we're all Latinos and shit. She fucking called us tamales and shit. I'm like, fucking bitch. Like, we didn't even look at her. And then after she eventually left, like, we were fucking busting up. But no, but this lady, she was fucking on one, man. She was on one, but the guy, the poor Latino guy that she was calling his dealer, like, he was like, bitch, like, shut the fuck up. Like,
oh, he wasn't like, this guy, I didn't sell you shit.
Yeah, no, he was just trying to get her to, like, calm down and shit. And then, because she even asked the cop, she's like, can I sit here for about 8 hours while I sober up? And the cop's like, not here. like, you got to go.
That's
what
fucking out of
yeah, but I was fucking dying, dude. It was so hard not to laugh when she called us fucking tamales. She's like, what are you four tamales doing here? I was like, this bitch just called us a tamale. Like,
wow.
Yeah, nah, comedy shit, man. I miss the hood sometimes, but not really.
Well, because you know, like, the lady like that, she's not really trying to hurt anybody. She's just on one, you know?
Like, dude, I don't know. Like, sometimes when people are that fucked up, like...
You think she would have swung at you?
Like, something could trigger them, and before you know it, you're getting stabbed 5 times in the neck.
Oh, shit.
Imagine.
Only one time take does what it needs to do.
Does the trick.
But you know what? I think it depends on their personality, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Some of them are these happy, fucking drugged up people. And then you have the aggressive ones. I mean, I guess it all depends on the fucking drug too, right?
Right.
So,
but you can kind of tell, right? Like when they're
when
they're just loud and rambunctious, that doesn't mean that they're violent. It just means that they just want to be heard. They just want you to acknowledge them a little bit. Right. And if you don't even look in their direction, somehow they just kind of ignore you.
Yeah.
But once you start talking to them, that's it. They got you. They got you hooked. And they want validation. They want you to talk to them. They want you to fucking, like, just kind of validate what they're saying.
Yeah, see, and I'm that idiot. Like, if I was there by myself, I probably would have, like, engaged with her just because.
Yeah.
And
it
but
it would have been like, how you doing, Miss Fried Chicken?
Fried Chicken, hey, it's at Roscoe's. No, and so sometimes I would do that, but since I was with other people, I'm just like, don't make any fucking eye contact.
Yeah, that's
true. It's just for the best of it, man, because there are a lot of people that are struggling with, like, either drugs or mental health shit. Like, they're unpredictable, man. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah.
There's this lady where we go feed the homeless out in Long Beach. Mm-hmm. Her name is Philistine. My wife calls her Palestine because when she tells you her name, she changes it up sometimes.
Oh, okay. Shit.
But like I last time around, she said Philistine. I was like, that's a nice name. And then she'll like she'll get bring you in close and she'll start talking to you like really low. And she'll tell you, have you gone to Wells Fargo yet? I'm like, no, not yet. Why? Like they're giving away silver. I got mine. It's $8,500 worth this time. Last time it was only $7,352. But this time they're giving you know, like, so write this number down. And she'll give you an 800 number. And it's a long number.
Yeah.
And somehow she wants you to remember it. And she's like, 1-800-753-8281. I'm like, all right, got it. She's like, say it back to me. I'm like, God damn, no. And I'll say it. And at the end, she'll correct me. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's right. I got it. Okay, but don't forget, Wells Fargo, it's $7,500 this time.
Imagine if she's telling the truth.
I know.
That's what I told you.
I know.
I was like, bro, you know what? We should call this shit right now.
We should.
And see what comes up.
Bro, this lady looks like she's like beef jerky, bro. Like she's like really, really small and really, really wrinkled and really, really dark.
Oh, so, I thought you were going to be like really salty.
I know. He's like, so I took a bite out of her.
Well, I have gotten close enough to lick her.
He was hoping it was jalapeno. Oh, shit. Philistine,
bro.
Tell us about her, because you told me the story about this lady, and it was amazing.
Well, she looks great, man. I think she looks normal, right? She was walking around in a raincoat, in a trench coat, in a, like a light brown trench coat. And if it wasn't the summer, you'd think she'd be fine. Like, she'd be normal, but
right.
It's the middle of the summer, and she's wearing a big-ass trench coat, bro. So you're like, okay, something's off.
Yeah.
Well, what was she wearing under the trench coat, Jerky? That's inquiring minds want to know.
That's what the audience wants to know.
But she's always very, like, she's a little aggressive as far as she wants you to listen to her. Mm-hmm. But what she's giving you, all the information she's trying to give you, is for the betterment of yourself, to make sure that you get your money from the government. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think, you know, she's a nice lady and she just wants to be heard. You know, she wants to engage with somebody, and that no one does, bro. Like, everybody just kind of pushes her away.
Oh, okay.
But I indulge her, you know. I allow her to kind of just talk as much as she wants.
That's good, man. Sometimes people just want to be heard, bro. Like, that's the thing. And and it takes a patient person to fucking do it, because sometimes you get tired of the nonsense, right? They just start babbling and shit, and then eventually you're like, fuck, like, why'd I even open this shit up?
I fucked up.
But if she wants to be heard, should she just start a podcast or something?
Maybe.
That's what we did. Nobody wants to talk to me in real life. Can I get away from Barlow's? Barlow's?
Oh!
Bleep that out.
Okay, I will.
Jericho, bleep that.
I will.
Dude, right now that you said fucking bleep it, I was listening to the What Can Go Wrong podcast. Well, actually, it was a post that they did, because they don't censor on their show, but it was a post on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And every, like, curse word or whatever, it would kind of bleep it, but it would bleep it before the word.
So they can hear it.
Yeah, you'd fucking hear. I'm like, you need to fire your...
Your bleeper.
Your bleeper, dude. Like, not doing a great job.
Jerky. So I want you to talk to us about her roller derby story. You told me about this lady.
Oh, no, that's another lady.
What?
That's
another one?
That's another lady. Yeah. Again, man.
Jerky, I want to meet your friends.
<I know. laughs>
I've told you about this lady before. And it's a lady. She's just really tiny. She's always smiling, man. That's what kind of like got me to think that she was a little nuts, because she's always smiling at you and, hey, how you doing? This and that, you know, everything all right. That's good. You know, she's very, very like just happy all the time.
Animated as fuck.
Yeah, and no one's that happy, bro, especially if you're homeless, right?
Right.
What the fuck?
I'm just saying. I mean, what can you be happy about?
I know, right?
Why are you happy?
You got nothing.
And like I've told you before, she comes out with some stories that are a little hard to believe. Mm-hmm. You know, this lady, she's been an extra in a lot of movies, and she's been in movies with Susan Sarandon. Specifically Susan Sarandon. I think she's been in 3 movies with her.
Okay.
Wait, this is like real life or in her mind?
No, that's what I... Well, let me...
Okay,
let me,
okay.
Let me
finish the story. Sorry.
Yeah, and so I thought, like, okay, this is hard to believe, right?
Right.
But she specifically says she's been an extra in these movies, right? Mm-hmm. She didn't tell me exactly which movies or any ones that I even knew about, because I don't know any Susan Sarandon movies, right? And then she just continues to tell me more and more about like how being on set with her was wonderful, and that's how she transitioned into being in a roller derby, into joining a team, into like, you know, having that camaraderie amongst their like her teammates. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, roller derby, that's interesting. And then that same day, after that long story, she said that she was gonna go to Vegas to go for a roller derby reunion.
Oh shit.
And I was like, first of all, I don't get to go to Vegas that often. How are you going to get to Vegas?
You're homeless.
Yeah. How does that work, right? And I was like indulging her. I was like smiling and says, that's awesome. Like, you know, tell me about it when you come back. And she's like, yeah, I will. You know, and she's, you know, she's really happy. And she gets the stuff that she needs. I handed her some shoes that fit her and everything. So she was just happy that day.
Nice.
And she goes away. And I didn't see her for about a month. And then a month later, she shows up in the morning. I think it was 7:30 in the morning. And she had a 2024 Roller Derby Reunion Las Vegas t-shirt.
No fucking way.
And I look at her. And she's like, hey. And I was like, hey, how you doing? She's like, I'm good. God is good. And I was like, yes, it is. And then I see her shirt. And she just kind of like points at it. Uh-huh. And she says, I came back from Vegas last week. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Right.
Where'd you get that shirt?
where did you get that made?
Right. She's like, oh, I had my reunion. I'm like, that was real?
Stop.
She's like, yeah. Like, wow, that's awesome.
Wait, you asked her?
I had to, bro. Come wait, on.
Wait, you didn't say that. Was that real?
I might have said it really low, and I was the only person that was able to hear it. But she said, yeah. So she heard me.
She heard you. Shit.
And she just started telling me about everyone that she saw, all of the women that, you know, that were her teammates. Mm-hmm. She got to see. She was really happy about it. And she stayed at the Hilton. And, you know, just, again.
She stayed at the Hilton.
Yes.
At the Alara?
I don't even know where, right? But in my mind, I was like, how did you get to stay at the Hilton?
The
you
know, hell? You're homeless.
Yes.
Is it not in Las Vegas?
But, man, that just goes to show you, you can't really judge a book by its cover.
They all come from something, from somewhere, and they just fell on fucking bad times, you know?
Yeah.
Shit.
So, but she's a really nice lady. Her name is Sandra. I don't remember her last name right now, but
she's Latina?
No, she's a black lady.
Oh, black lady.
She has an IMDb, so she has been in those movies.
What?
Yes, it's incredible, right?
That's fucking nuts. Oh,
man.
That's kind of cool, man.
It is.
That's kind of cool. You know, and you probably like dismissed her thinking she was fucking crazy.
I thought she was nuts, bro.
It's like, she ain't going nowhere.
She had a better life than I did. You know what I mean?
Dude.
That was incredible.
And she's loving life, man.
She fucking loves it, bro.
Imagine the fucking movie star she's fucked.
Right?
Bro.
Yeah, oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger for sure. Oh, yeah.
This is Ramon
Stabs
Fernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
Yeah, because imagine I became homeless, and then I came up to you talking about my life, mm-hmm. and they're like, "This guy's crazy. There's no way he fucking did that and did this. There's no way he's been to Mexico and El Salvador and this and that."
What is like the biggest thing that you would have done in the past that would say that you would think that we can't believe?
Huh.
Like, there's got to be some incredible thing that that you've done.
Sadly, no.
No, come on.
that wouldn't be believable?
Like, let's say if one day we wake up and, of course, like, we wake up in a place where nobody knows us, right?
Yeah.
And these are all impressionable kids. Maybe they're, like, 19 years old, and you're trying to motivate them in some way or inspire them in some way. So you're trying to tell them, oh, you know, you should follow your dreams because I was able to do this and I was able to do that. Mm-hmm. And I was, and you know, I did something with my life.
Throw grenades, right?
At a third grade level at 3 years old.
fucking advanced in shit.
You know, I think for me, it would be the story of my life of where I started. You know, started in a third world country, came to this country. I lived in an area that was fucking dangerous as fuck. I was able to get out, and now I'm able to fucking, you know, now I'm able to travel and go wherever the fuck I want. You know, my last one, I guess one would be, a lot of people love football, right?
Yeah.
The NFL. Then it's like kicking right now. It's four weeks in, and people were like, oh man, I would love. Some people are fans of a team that's not even in their city, like Philadelphia Eagles, New York Jets, mm-hmm. fucking, you know, New York Giants or whatever, yeah. Green Bay Packers.
Right.
And they're like, you know, one day I want to go and watch a game at their stadium. So I would say I'm not a fan of these teams, but I can say I went to New York last year.
You did?
Yeah. I was in New York.
Yeah.
I went there from one of my friends who's a Philadelphia Eagles fan. And he said his dream was to go watch a game in New York. Only because they were playing in New York, and we got to visit New York as
right,
well.
Right, right, right.
So we went to fucking the Jets stadium, and we got to watch the Jets versus the Philadelphia Eagles play a fucking NFL game.
Wow,
that was great. The atmosphere was fucking way different than in LA. Those people are fucking crazy. They're fucking insane.
They're fanatics.
They're fanatics. They're holy fucking fanatics. Shit. But we also got to visit New York. We got to go to all the historical places where everyone, you see them in the movies. You know where these things are, but I got to be there in person. You know, where the Twin Towers stood. Mm-hmm. I got to go to the memorial area, and I got to fucking see that. So far, you know, that's been like a highlight of my life.
So if you're talking to a Cherokee that's probably 17 years old.
Skinny as fuck.
driving a Chevette. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not even the Cadillac yet, the Chevette. He's driving the Chevette. Shit. So it's a piece of shit. First of all, that color, the car was like Smurf blue. If anyone knows what Smurf mm-hmm. blue looks like, that's what my car looked like.
Holy shit.
And he had been out of California maybe three times. So just listening to your story of a kid that came out of the hood and immigrated from Salvador, which where he was throwing grenades at a third grade
stolen
level.
From my family land
and came here and, you know, and was able to just, you know, live out a dream that most people wouldn't even dream of leaving the city that they grew up in, because right. I hadn't left. I mean, by 17 I probably had been to Mexico once or twice. I probably went to El Centro, which I don't think that's anything to freaking to brag about. Yeah, exactly.
Like downtown LA?
No.
What are you talking about?
El Centro is an actual city.
El Centro, California is right next to Mexicali.
Yeah.
What it's called?
Yes.
Shit.
It's on the US side.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And that's like, it's an armpit of California, bro. It's hot. Yeah. It was 112 when I went there.
Damn.
That was
probably like 130 now.
Yeah. And maybe I had been to El Paso. I know I had been to San Francisco once, but that was it. That was like, as far as traveling, that was all I had.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're going to tell me you would have gone to be able to explore, you've been to Mexico, you've been to Tulum, you've been to
Cancun, Oaxaca, Mexico City,
yeah.
Jalisco, El Salvador, Colombia, Panama.
You've been to Phoenix. Oh, wait, that's nothing to brag about.
That's nothing to brag about. Actually, you know, I've been I stayed a month in Scottsdale.
Oh, okay. That's Beverly Hills.
Yeah, that shit is fucking nice.
Of Arizona.
You were
right?
You were there a whole month?
A month. I was there a month.
Yeah, fuck, a month.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. Bad. That shit was badass.
So that would have been something that I think I would aspire to, because I know when I went to El Centro, I was 15 years old, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, when I get home, I'm going to make it a point to travel. I think I was 15. Where the fuck I was like, was I going to get money to travel? But it really opened up my world, because before that, I had no idea.
You know what? If you're more of a free spirit, you do what white people do.
That's true.
You know, fucking just fucking hitchhike the whole fucking way.
True. I mean, back then, like, you stay at hostels, you go backpacking in Europe, you would take a year off just to travel.
Would you guys pick up a hitchhiker?
I would never.
I don't think I could.
Oh,
really?
I have.
Oh, yes, you did.
Oh, man. I've done it many, many times.
This was crazy as fuck.
Well, okay. It started out when I was younger.
Yeah.
Okay. There was an old lady, What?
Nothing.
No, I'm just. I'm
waiting. I'm listening.
I'm listening for the movie title. Yeah.
No, this is true. This is my life.
I don't even want to tell it.
No, tell it, Jerky. No, I'm sorry.
I don't want to tell that.
Jerky, delete that.
I was going to tell you guys about 7-minute abs.
I'm not even going to tell you guys.
Come on, Jerky. Jerky, tell us.
Tell us, man.
I'll pretend it's not a movie.
Come on. No, Victorious, all right. If you were to inspire a kid, like a little skinny-ass Jericho.
Skinny Jericho.
What would it be?
Oh, a little skinny-ass fucking Victorious with like the most beautiful eyebrows you've ever seen.
Right.
Immaculate.
This motherfucker was like a... You know what? Before lashes became a thing, his eyebrows were a thing.
Oh, I know. They were. Yeah.
Until I was dethroned by somebody from another fraternity.
Okay. That's right. I remember now.
I was like, yeah. And then from there, I had to grow out my eyebrows.
You had to get them bushy again?
Yeah.
Damn it.
I had to go over it. I don't know. I think all of us have, well, minus the coming from a different country. Like, you know what I mean? I think we all kind of started from.
What, you weren't born here?
I was born here.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I said minus.
Oh.
Bitch, listen to me.
I thought you said mine is.
No, okay. Minus. Oh, okay, minus. Okay, okay. Yeah, no, I was born here. I'm a man, natural born citizen.
Fuck you.
I didn't have to take no fucking test.
Wow. Fucking throw that shit in my face.
No, hey, you passed it. I probably wouldn't have passed it.
Bitch, you would have passed it. It was fucking remedial as fuck.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean. You don't know us.
I know. He said, try me.
Who was the first president of the United States of America?
Oh, that was easy.
Who's the 15th president?
Ronald Reagan, right?
No. You're about to get deported, Jake.
God damn.
I don't know who it is either.
How many stripes in the American flag?
Come on. That's so easy, bro.
All right. How many senators do we have in the country?
50. Oh.
No. Nope. That's stars.
Oh, okay.
We're fucking terrible. Oh man, but I think just that, man, just talking to kids with the kids that I work with, you know what I mean, they don't leave the hood their whole life. They don't travel anywhere. They don't go anywhere, you know. Back in the day when I used to work a different program, I would take my kids, even though I hate the beach, I would take them to the beach, like to Long Beach, at least so they can see the water, man. A lot of these kids had never seen the water. I would take kids to go hike over in Palos Verdes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Over there in Palos Verdes, and you can see the ocean from the hiking trails. Like,
what, were you guys casing houses so you can steal?
No comment. Yeah, but shit like that, where it was like, look, Jericho, there's more to the world than fucking South Central. You know,
fucking those walls that you're surrounded by.
Yeah, that fucking 10-mile radius and shit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
it's that 10-mile radius and El Centro. Mm-hmm. That was it. But no, there's a different world out there, man. And I think a lot of these kids, they grow up with that small town mentality, or that they're not going to go anywhere, and they don't aspire to do anything. You know what I mean? And I think. So I think any of our stories would definitely give them like a vision of what else is out there.
We could have easily all three of us, or four of us, even fucking Shomar can still fall into it. He still lives in the ghetto.
In the Come hood. On. No.
He still lives in the hood.
Well, no, he's taking care of his family. That's different.
He can still fall victim of it, bro. Okay. There's drugs. There's guns. There's alcohol.
There's guns everywhere, bro. There's drugs everywhere.
It's like I accidentally fucking tripped and fell on a needle.
I know.
Like,
no, that's true. That fucking, can't be true.
Fucking stuck me right in my vein. No. Right in the sweet spot.
Right in the sweet spot.
Hey, luckily for me, I had the fucking rubber band.
Already? Okay.
He walks around with rubber bands.
You never know. You never know you're going to fall on a needle. But you know, just to be serious, yeah, we could have all easily have fallen into that shit. We all have friends who have passed or who are in jail because of that life.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, right.
We can see ourselves in their, in what they're experiencing, because we could have easily been there with them.
Dude, when I was a kid, I was before I was five. So what, from the time that I can remember, which was 3 to 5, I was living in the Crenshaw.
He always wants to show off and say, you know, from the time I remember, from the time my memories started to be captured in my brain.
3 to 5, bro.
3 years old.
3 years old, bro.
I don't remember shit.
I remember everything. I remember I was living in the Crenshaw district of Los Angeles. And that, to me, that was more dangerous than where I was living in South Central. And South Central is dangerous, but for some reason, I felt that it was more dangerous over
there. That's like closer to downtown, right?
Sort of. It's off west and a little bit more north, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's a Crenshaw and Florence. So in that area, okay. the Hyde Park area.
Hyde Park.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Crenshaw High School's over there and everything. And I just remember, and I told my mom this, and she said, yeah, you're right. But we would be at Rosario, which was when someone dies, you'd pray the Rosario. Like maybe, I don't know how many times a
day. That's just like the longest shit in the world.
It is.
God,
it's a couple hours, man.
Yeah. And you do it multiple times just for that one person, right? And I remember we would be at Rosario's like every other week.
Yeah.
For 3 years.
For
like
Pancho y Poncho
all of them. Yeah. All of them.
People would die left and right, bro. And it was always someone that was close to us. So as a kid, that was normal. You know, someone getting killed or someone dying. Yeah. And they were always young. And that kind of stuck with me because when I moved to South Central, that just stopped. But it was still dangerous that the crime was still happening around us. So it just, you know, unfortunately, if you in that lifestyle and you see the things that you guys were doing as adults, that would inspire someone to just say, no, I'm going to focus on myself to be on that trajectory to be better. You know
what's crazy about that is the fact that our families would involve us in those type of situations, like the Rosario or going to a viewing or some sort of a family event where, you know, some sort of a tragedy thing occurred. Mm-hmm. One thing that my mom did, one of our uncles was strung up. One of my uncles was strung up and he was also an alcoholic. So he was a cokehead, alcoholic, fucking smoking weed. He got caught. And he got assigned AA meetings.
Yeah.
So he needed to go to AA meetings. He needed to attend those shits. But at that time, as a kid, I had no idea what the fuck, where we were going. All I know is we went into a place. It was full of people. Full of fucking people. At least like 50 people were in that fucking room. All I knew was, me being a little fatty, that there was coffee and conchas. Coffee and conchas at the back of the fucking place where you can go eat and eat as much as you want it. And I could hear people in the background talking, going up to the stage and, you know, saying something. As an adult, I recall that they were like, hi, my name is so-and-so. I'm an alcoholic. But it was all in Espanol.
Wow.
Yeah, it was all fucking Spanish-speaking, Latinos, men, women, fucking going through that shit. I don't know why the fuck my mom decided that she wanted to make it a family fucking event where she took all the kids, her, to go with my uncle.
She was trying to get you guys fed, bro. Like,
I was already a little big kid. I didn't need no more fucking conchas and fucking cafe and shit.
No, she was really trying to support your uncle. Yeah. And trying to make sure to remind him that, hey, you're not only doing it for yourself, you're doing it for your family.
Yeah. Yeah, and, right. and it worked for him. Cool. He's been sober since then.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
so
here's cheers to that, bro.
Cheers. Salute.
Ah, man. Damn. I don't think I've done anything like that's special, but I've been able to do things that I never thought I would be able to do.
Right.
One thing is, I was able to, so when we were in college, we were able to start an organization from scratch, right? And it's a business organization, and we were able to get it started and to keep it going, you know what I mean? And it had been going for 20 years. And I was asked to give a speech at one of the graduations, at one of the, the graduations.
University graduation.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm. And at that graduation, there were 18 graduates that were from that organization. And in the stands, there were another 30 members of that same organization.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
And right before the actual graduation, I had printed a flag, one of those big old flags with the organization's name and everything, and I gave it to them so they can represent. Oh, okay. And when I got on stage, I was able to just address them and talk to them at this graduation. And no one even knew. I didn't even know that many graduates were going to be there. Mm-hmm. But so, you know, that was a special moment for me because luckily I had so many people in attendance that I was able to address. So,
yeah,
I mean, that's awesome. You know, the fact that you were able to have, you know, conduct a speech at a university fucking graduation, that's huge.
Right.
And you were able to address individuals that from an organization that you helped start. We were all part of that organization.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But
right.
You and, you know, that other group with Shomar and and everyone else started that organization, and here you are 20 years later on stage addressing them. I mean, that's a fucking...
That was nice.
Yeah, that was nuts. That's awesome.
That was very special, and I was very lucky to be asked to do that.
Yeah.
So, but that's something that I think, like, just kind of like being in a parade, which I wish I'd be asked to be in a parade.
Yeah.
And I'll never
sitting,
be asked.
Sitting in a convertible, huh?
Right.
Fucking waving.
Representing Ask the Fellas.
Hey, guys.
Here's Cherokee. Ambassador of the Downey Parade from Ask the Fellas.
Tell me that wouldn't be awesome,
that
right?
That would be cool.
But that will never happen. There's no way we can get famous enough, right?
I don't know. Right? Your wife could pull some strings, bro.
Maybe.
You don't want the fame from that, from this podcast. No. Nah, you don't want that. You have a certain, you know, stature in the community.
I think maybe once you retire.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll be willing to give it all up.
Yeah, once you retire. Yeah.
Just to be in that parade,
right,
bro.
Right now? Oh, and in 5 years, though.
Five years, I'll do it for sure.
Yeah.
Man. But, yeah, that's something that not a lot of people get to do.
Yeah.
I'd say, you know what, as little as, you know, because the moment came and went. It was only a 10-minute speech. As short as that moment was, it was still something that I can take with me.
Oh, yeah.
For the rest of my life. So that was cool, you know. And hopefully somebody is inspired by something like that.
But, and you know what's cool about that, too? Like, is the way you... Well, what I'm assuming, you took it as an honor, right?
I absolutely did.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, some people would have been like, fuck, now I got to come up with a speech. Shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they wouldn't take it for what it really means. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think that the fact that you took it like an honor and you took your time to prepare a speech that was meaningful, I'm sure. Yeah, that's fucking great, man. Congratulations for that.
Thank you, bro.
That's
appreciate
awesome.
It.
Yeah. I got to one up his ass.
Damn.
Fuck.
What you got?
What you got up your ass?
Well, I can't pull it out right now.
Please don't. Please don't.
It'd be too hard, bro. No, we got to go to Europe. That's the next one.
Yeah.
We have to go to Europe.
But I won't only go to Spain.
No.
Or Italy. Or any of the kind of Latin countries.
I know
they're not Latin, but they're close enough. I can understand some Italian. I can understand the Spaniard Spanish. But if you take me to France, I'd be fucking lost.
I don't want to go to I don't want to go to France. I don't want to go there. I want to go to like Portugal.
Portugal I will go.
Spain.
To.
I don't know if I want to go to Italy, honestly.
Really?
I want to go to Germany, Ireland, Scotland, England.
I want to go to Germany before the beer. The beer fest.
Yeah, I want to go for the Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the plan. I was supposed to go with another group. We were supposed to go this year. Mm-hmm. But then one of our friends fucking decided to get a new fucking job, and we couldn't make it.
Wow.
We were supposed to go. So here was the plan. This is the plan that's going to happen next year. We're going to go to London. We're going to go watch an NFL game in London. And then from London, we're going to fly to fucking Germany right at the beginning of Oktoberfest.
That sounds awesome.
We're going to buy our Lederhosens. If I can dress up in the fucking in that getup,
what is that like lingerie?
Yeah,
like lingerie.
Yeah, you'll be able to see my butt plug.
It's gonna be fucking flashy, though.
Uh-huh. So we're gonna, yeah, we're gonna do that. That whole fucking thing. Go to that fucking that famous ass fair that they have.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's the plan.
The motherland,
dude.
Not my motherland, but
no, well, the Oktoberfest motherland.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so, not like the fucking Alpine Village where you have nothing but cholos and shit.
They fucked it all up.
Hey, I think they closed that shit down.
Yeah, they shut it down. Yeah,
because
they shut
of the
it
cholos.
Down. And,
yeah.
No, and then they sold it. I think they did. Yeah, everything's shut down. They don't even do the flea market there anymore.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Yeah, they shut everything down.
Huh, they're going to put something big there then.
Yeah.
Apartments.
It's a big, probably.
Condos or something.
Maybe.
I mean, come on.
I guess the only one left out here is Huntington Beach. That's an Oktoberfest over there.
Yeah.
That was like tamer.
Tame as hell.
Yeah, because there's more Caucasians there.
Yeah. All they need is those girls. What do you call the girls? The beer girls? To have like the big old boobs popping out. That's what they need there.
Why are you so size racist?
How am I
why,
size
why,
racist?
Why are you being a sizes?
I know.
What are you talking about?
Why do their boobs have to be big?
Everywhere you go and you see German girls, they have the big, huge boobs, man. First of all, if they're not giants, because most of these...
Amazons.
Yes, these German girls.
No, you're thinking about the...
6'2".
You're thinking about Holland.
Oh, is that what I'm thinking about?
Yeah, the Netherlands.
Okay, let's change the location to Holland then. That's where we want to go. Those women are amazing, man. Now, last week we were talking about girls that beat us up. Those girls will beat us up.
Oh, yeah. They will fuck us up.
Yeah.
But would you let them? Yes.
Oh, yes. Come on. That's a story right there.
I know. I got beat up, but let me tell you who it was and where she's from.
Hey, I'm Sergio.
And this is Jeebus.
And you're listening to
Ask the Fellas Podcast.
Listen to Churros y Puros, where we talk a lot of shit. Eh, we're all right, but give it a shot.
Fellas.
What's up?
What's up, man?
I got a question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
If there was a Yelp to rate your sexual prowess, would you read the comments or read the ratings?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You know what? It would have to be somebody that I had like been with more than once.
Oh, no. We're talking about how many?
Everyone rates you.
Yes, everyone. Everyone that you've ever been with.
Okay.
Even the guys.
No, I think that would be a separate rating.
No.
It wouldn't be fair.
No. Then Victoria's like, he fucking had cauliflower ears and he choked me out.
See, what the fuck?
That
doesn't count.
I'm like, I couldn't perform.
I couldn't say no.
So everybody.
Everyone. Every single one from number one to number whatever you got.
I think I would take the good with the bad, bro.
Yeah.
I think I would be curious.
You sit there and read them all?
Maybe.
Oh, man.
Maybe. But if I had too many one stars, I think I would stop. I'm like, this is enough.
Wait, well, what if, like, let's say from number one, right, to, like, 1995.
Yeah.
To like today, to 2024, there's an actual, you know, a rise in the ratings.
Yeah, there's a progression.
Yeah,
there's experience.
Okay,
exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Wouldn't you feel like, hey, you know what? I learned a thing or two on my second and third attempt.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And it's like, man, all these one stars are from my wife.
Wait, are we talking about every single time?
No,
that would be interesting.
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh, that one I was drunk. You know,
you have to just
play. Come on. You can't count that one. I was fucking wasted.
Kind of like the Amazon reviews. You get to reply.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, wife, for your comment,
for your feedback.
But remember, that was our wedding night.
I would like to treat you to a complimentary dinner.
Let me give you a discount.
Oh, man.
But, you know, you're right, Cherokee. I would read them. And I know that my, you know, my stars would start off, you know, they would start off a little low. But, you know, they'll be totally
progression. You build up, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, man. You get a lot better. You fucking learn the fucking everything you need to learn, man.
If you could pay extra to keep them private, like to keep it secret, like no one gets to see them but you. Would you pay extra for that?
No, I would want everyone to be able to read them because now they know
that you're good,
that I'm good, and now they want a taste of that medium dick.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Why why would you want to hide that?
Yeah, yes. Why would I want to hide that?
That's true.
Sure, yeah, you know I wasn't good at the beginning. Fuck, I wasn't good at the beginning.
Was he good, Jerky? I don't know, he keeps looking at you. He's like, you know I wasn't good.
You know I was terrible.
I was agreeing, but I was being supportive. That's the only reason I was agreeing. Like, oh,
wait, did I miss something?
Just being supportive, bro. Come on.
Oh, shit. What about you?
I'd have to say yes too, man. But you know what? Like, you really don't want anyone to see your lowest points. So if there was a way to keep it private, I would pay extra for that.
Really? Really?
Yes.
I think your lowest points is what makes your high points so great. Right.
I know, man.
Shows your growth, bro.
But you guys have all seen that one candidate. I don't know who he is. This is black guy from somewhere out in the East Coast that he would comment on this porn site. African something something or African booty. I don't really don't remember the fucking the site.
Right. Okay.
But he used to comment on that shit incessantly back in the fucking early 2000s.
Really?
Oh,
I wasn't on that site.
But now it's coming back to bite him in the ass because now he's a candidate for like governor or some big shit. You know what I mean? So, I mean, obviously he doesn't want the world to see that part.
Right.
Just like I don't want people to see my lowest ratings. Because again, I don't know what happened in those
days. Cherokee's like, you know, one day I'm going to be asked to be ambassador of the Downey Parade.
Right.
I don't want people to be like, oh, he was a one-star 10 years ago.
Yes. That's embarrassing, bro. That's embarrassing, man. You never want them to know your low points, bro.
Man, I think it gives me that extra oomph, you know, like they can see that I've made progressional steps to fucking get to where I am now. So
right.
I would want them to see that. Right. That I tried, that I didn't just stay at a fucking one or a two. I actually did my due diligence to become a 4-star.
And I think
he's a 4. You're a 4 now.
Well, I'm not gonna go to 5. I mean, I'm still progressing, bro. I'm right, only 35. Right.
There you go. You still got room for growth.
Yeah. What the fuck? my penis is gonna stay the same size. So I don't even go there. I think that's why I'm a 4. Because I'm a medium dick.
But yeah, but no, I think it would. You know what I mean? It would show the progression, and I think people would appreciate it. Females like dudes that progress,
right? And they like dudes that are a project that they can improve on. So you're right. Being a 4, like I can get them to a 5. Is that what you're thinking as well?
No, I want them to know that I'm gonna give them a 4, and they're gonna have a good time because those comments are gonna say what I can and can't do.
Never mind.
What?
I thought you were thinking like, oh, I can get them to a 5. I can get him.
I can certainly try, but I mean, come on, man. You know,
you don't sound very committed.
But then I wonder, like, say if you are like a 5-star, and then their expectations are too high.
Well, that
like
just,
going into it,
doesn't that just mean that they're trash? Like they have trash pussy. If you're a 5, and yet they can't be satisfied with someone that's a 5.
So
that,
the reason
that
why
means they're the problem,
right? So the reason why I wasn't a 5 is because your pussy is trash.
It's trash.
I believe so.
Or because they don't know their bodies and they don't know how to fucking get to that level, that climax level that they want
to
get to.
Because it takes two to make a thing go right. I don't know if you know that.
What the fuck?
It takes two to make a thing go right.
Yes.
It takes two to make that.
Exactly.
You better play that song clip. But you're right. You both have to be kind of connected and fucking allow each other to fucking, you know, let yourselves go, you know, in that fucking moment.
I love and those that
words. Right?
Oh, man. Let each other go. Yes.
Fool, I'm not going to fuck you.
No. I'm not going to inch you away to a 5, bro.
Yeah. You know, when you're in those fucking moments, those are the most fucking vulnerable fucking situations that you can be in with another woman, you know, or you know, with a guy or whatever.
Wait, what?
Or whomever the fuck you're fucking. So let yourself go. Fucking stop the fucking mind fuck. Stop overthinking and let it go and get yourself there because it takes do to make it right.
Right!
Agreement.
That's right.
This is your boy L.O.
This is Allery.
And it's your boy Vin from Dakota 40 Podcast.
When we're not listening to our podcast, we're listening to Ask the Fellas.
Because the motherfuckers are dope as hell.
Ask the Fellas.
Fucking hilarious.
Smashing comedy in your ear hole.
Hands down. Ask the Fellas.
Every week on your favorite platform.
Fellas, I have a fucking listener question, man.
What? We ain't got no listeners, man.
Yes, we do, bro. We have a lot of listeners, bro. Lots of them.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, man, we started losing some, but then we got them back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Got them back, awesome. So we're good. All right, so this listener question. All right, so this listener is a female. She was 25, and she was dating a guy. He was about 26, 27, mm-hmm. right? So they were dating for about two and a half years. Shit happened, and the guy she was dating ended up falling for her best friend.
How does that happen?
I don't know. And wow. This guy, the fucking balls on this guy, right? So he falls for the best friend. And the worst part is that the best friend is into it and they get together. They end up getting together. They date for about 4 years. And the original girl, the listener, she continued to be friends. I guess they hashed it out, and she continued to be friends with the best friend, the girl. Fast forward, now the cheating
Whoa, they were cheating?
Well, he ended up leaving her.
Yes.
For okay, so maybe they weren't cheating. They ended up leaving her for the best friend.
All right.
And so they're getting married now.
Wow.
Whoa. They're getting fucking married. And they had the nerve to ask the original girl to be part of the wedding party.
Wow.
So ask the fellas, what do you think I should fucking do?
Wow.
Okay, does she hang out with them like a fucking, like a friendly fucking gathering? You know,
like to go out to eat.
Like, go out to eat, go to movies, go to fucking comedy shows.
Like she keeps it, cordial. She keeps it cordial, but in her heart of hearts, she's still a little bitter. Like
she's like, I used to suck his dick.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
Because obviously if they were dating, they were fucking.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So she still kind of holds that a little bit, but she, you know, she values the friendship with the girl.
How about you value the friendship enough not to fuck your best friend's fucking
man?
Yeah. I don't care if he broke up with her.
Right.
You don't ever go back and date someone that your best friend dated.
That's not a good friend, bro.
It's not. It really isn't.
Oh, you guys don't like that?
No.
No.
No, we don't. No, we don't, bro. Oh,
okay.
That's got to be rough.
That's some white shit, huh?
I think white people can get away with
people.
That shit.
I think ghetto people do that shit all the time.
Really?
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, you know, you're right. Now that I'm thinking about it now. Yeah, if I ever saw, yeah, no.
No, ghetto people would probably beat, the ghetto girl would probably beat the other girl. Yeah.
Beat the shit out of
her. For taking her man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you said it, in my head, I concocted a story of, like, they were engaged first.
No.
And then they broke up, and then he engaged to the other girl.
No, they were just boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay. All right.
But did he
sniff her panties before?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Well, so, I think he ended up sniffing the best friend's panties, and then that's how he ended up falling in love with her.
Because they smelled better?
Correct.
Okay, see, that makes a lot of
and
sense.
And where did he find those panties?
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
She was wearing them.
Oh,
oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, he sniffed them while she was wearing them. Okay. Yeah, so now,
that makes more sense, right?
That's the problem.
That's the problem. That would make me go with the best friend, too.
She's like, hey, get a whiff of this real quick, man.
What do you think?
Fucking skank.
You know, whenever I'm looking for a picture of like cheating couples or something like
that. Oh, I thought you were going to say like fucking panties.
No. There's always a picture of a guy hugging his girl, but holding on to the best friend's hand.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
and that's
right.
What comes to mind when you're describing this story. Yeah. It's just.
That would be terrible.
There had to have been some sort of a progression where, mm-hmm. you know, they were already eyeing each other, mm-hmm. and then they probably went out while he was still dating this other girl, mm-hmm. and then eventually he was like, you know what?
Yeah, you're better.
You think that he broke up with the original girl and told her, "Hey, you know what? I'm breaking up with you to be with your best friend." Or you
I don't think so.
It happened like he showed up one day, "Hey, now I'm dating your best friend."
I think they broke up.
Yeah, they definitely broke up, and he didn't tell her, "I'm breaking up with you because."
Yeah. But I definitely think that this guy was smart enough to have like a grace period before letting anyone know that he had feelings for the friend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if we were talking about, like, you know, like, people are treacherous, bro. I think the friend, as soon as she heard that they broke up, she was probably the first one to text them.
Come cry on my panties.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Right. I really believe that.
But see, but as a good friend, shouldn't the best friend have consulted with the original friend?
Like, absolutely.
Like, she should have been like, "You know what? Like, you know, I think I like him," or whatever. Yeah. What do you think?
Do
like,
you mind if I, you know, see if, you know, if we can go somewhere with this?
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think if you value the friendship enough, like, yeah, and they're like, "You know what? I'm not okay with it."
Yeah.
Then fine. You know what I mean? I value your friendship, and yeah, I'm not going to fuck with that. Like, I'm good.
Because when it comes to friends, that like people that we know in our fraternity, we have like a wide network, right?
Yep. Yeah.
There was a brother of ours that finally broke up with his girlfriend.
Oh.
And we ran into her like years later. And she was just telling us how like she was telling me, like, "Jericho, you don't understand how many brothers came out of the woodwork just to see if they could hook up with me."
Wow. Yeah, fucking Barlow's.
Like, he was the main, that was the first one and the last one. Yeah, yeah, no, like, it just somehow guys and girls, they see opportunity and they just jump at it. Maybe they won't do it while they're still together. But as soon as there's an opening, bro, you know.
They call it the wolves. The wolves are fucking, you know, they're surrounding. Yes. They're always lurking.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
Yeah. So I think it was one of those cases where she saw an opportunity and said, "Fuck it, I like him.
Yeah,
I'm gonna see what's up." Even if if it would have just started out as, "I'm just trying to fuck."
Yeah,
right.
She probably fell in love with him later.
Yeah, but I think to answer her question from like my point of view,
yeah,
if she's not 100% okay with it,
yeah,
I don't think she should participate in the wedding, or at least not be in the wedding party.
Participate. She's gonna probably ask her to be the best woman, or what do you call that?
The maid of
honor.
Yeah, because that's her best friend.
Right.
I think she can, you know, attend the wedding, but not be the maid of honor or be part of the wedding, the party.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Can she be the one, like, if, let's say she is a maid of honor, and obviously she's going to make a speech, right?
Right. I was just going to say that. Like, but she has to make a speech if she's the maid of honor.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
So can she leave? Is she allowed to speak her mind?
Well, maybe not her, right? Because she's supposed to be the demure one, the thoughtful one.
Uh huh.
You guys,
you're demure.
Yeah, demure.
Yeah. I've seen that video.
Yeah.
Very demure.
Very demure. Very thoughtful.
Very thoughtful. Very kind.
But the best man don't have that fucking limitation, right?
Right.
What if the best man just gets up and like, "Hey, weren't you fucking him first?"
Exactly.
He's
be like,
these best friends.
Yeah. These best friends share everything. Right? Yeah, he would have to fucking roast, bro.
Like, shut up, bro. Shut up, fool.
Here's a slideshow.
Right. You see, he's holding her hand while he's hugging the girlfriend.
That'd be fucking a terrible picture.
Wow. Yeah. Man, you know, unfortunately, I mean, all's fair in love and war, but you don't have to participate if you don't want to. So yeah. If I were her, first of all, is that a friendship that's worth salvaging? If it is, you have to be there for your friend. Mm-hmm. You don't have to like it, and you can let them know, like, "Hey, what?" I mean, by now, I think she has to be okay with the whole relationship and how it went down. No? So she made her peace with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Made her peace with it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true.
So, I mean, just go. If you're okay with it, just go. Go to the wedding. Be in the wedding. Don't fuck it up, though. That's not your fucking party.
Don't get drunk.
Yeah, don't get drunk.
Start telling people, "I used to fuck him."
Right, right, right. I think that should be a big, like, stipulation. Like, she can't fucking ruin the wedding.
Right. What if she gets drunk enough and fucks her dad. Would that be okay?
Like her own dad?
No, not her own dad. No,
the bride's dad.
The bride's dad.
You're talking about the perfect couple now.
I think that's fair. Yeah. That's fucking fair play, bro.
Yeah. Right? I think so. Why not?
But what if the dad like fucking looks like
Beetlejuice?
Beetlejuice.
She has to take him for the team, bro.
Or she looks like Jerry Jones.
Oh shit.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
All right, all right, all right.
Wait, why?
First of all, we weren't supposed to have a show.
That's true. And I wasn't expecting the show.
Yeah,
by the way.
Right. I show up and he's like, him and his wife are eating tacos. They didn't even have one for me.
No. I was shirtless, by the way.
I was gonna mention that earlier.
Oh shit!
Fucking Jared over here, fucking his chest is all out, and it was wet. Yeah. I was like, what's happening here?
What I just walk into?
Yeah. Oh shit! I never were gonna have a show.
Like I said, I was having tacos, and I wasn't expecting you.
The dogs were naked.
Everybody naked.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh man. And I'm fucking tired, man. I am tired.
I'm tired too.
Vegas is a fucking, that shit is draining. I don't know when was the last time you guys went, but it's the same shit.
Did you drive?
Yeah, I
drove. Oh yeah. See, that's the fucking worst too. Like that drive back.
Did you drive with your car?
Yeah.
And you made it out there.
Yeah.
That is awesome, bro. Hey, let's clap it up.
Right.
For the
It
the
said it only took us 9 hours.
Oh. Never mind. I'm going to take my claps back.
Five hours. Bro, actually.
5 hours. Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah, we only had to stop twice.
Twice? Why twice?
Because I needed a charge.
What?
The fuck?
What are you talking about? Didn't you have like 270 miles to the whatever?
Well, not the tank.
What do you call that thing? The battery?
Well, see how
the battery.
This is how it works. It's kind of like gas.
Oh.
You know? If you're going uphill, you're going to burn a little bit more gas.
So
you're going uphill, you're going to burn a little bit more wattage. Right. Yeah,
Did you have your AC on?
Yeah, motherfucker.
More wattage.
Yeah. I had my radio on.
Oh, shit. What were you listening to? Were you listening to like Tool or Metallica or something that's rough?
Yeah, I heard that eats up a lot of the battery.
But if you play AC/DC, does that help with the...
Because it's going out and in, right? Yeah. You know, I should have done that.
You should have done that.
I probably wouldn't have had to stop once. But you know, it was a learning experience.
Okay.
You know, I knew before, I was like, you know what? I need to make sure I know where the charging stations are so that I'm going to have to stop. So I had them saved. So it worked out, man.
Oh, you mapped it out. That's cool, man.
And 5 hours, that sounds like a regular drive for us.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
Because we have to stop at least once sometimes, right?
Yeah, because you got to stop to fucking pee or gas up or get something to eat. Yeah, that's all we did.
And then pick up some beer. Because as soon as we get to Barso, we start drinking.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's not bad. That sounds pretty good.
It wasn't that bad, yeah. All right. So it worked out.
No, good.
So, but with that, zip it up. Zip it down, motherfuckers.
Man, last week, I know you didn't listen to the episode, but
nope.
I brought up the fact, well, I had told you that I was co-managing a fantasy football team.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's the gayest shit ever. So, no, and last week I was boasting that we were 3-0.
Okay.
And fucking got destroyed, bro.
Oh.
So now we're 3-1.
Did you lose anybody?
Well, because we have Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
So the fucking, his quarterback...
His shit
is because
third stringer,
right? So he's fucking done. Mm-hmm. So a guy that's supposed to be getting us like 25-30 points is getting us 6 fucking points.
Wow.
Fucking terrible. And then we have the wide receiver Rice from Kansas City, fucking out first quarter, got a 0 point.
Yep.
Yeah, we got fucking annihilated, bro.
I have Rice on my fucking team. Yeah. I fucking lost that shit, but I won my game with 86 points, bro.
Damn.
The other guy that I played against, he had 63 points.
Oh, he didn't have shit.
Nope.
Yeah, the guy that destroyed us had 137, and we had 88.
Ooh. Damn.
Yeah. Ouch. No, we got. And I'm like, man, that's what I get for fucking showing off and shit.
Yep. That's why I haven't said shit. I'm poor.
Yeah. Yeah, I shouldn't have said shit, man. Yeah, but fuck it, man. We'll see. This week's another week. Hopefully, we win, man. And yeah, so with that said, what a very good soup. Ba 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 dee, ba 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 doo.
And this week, I want to recommend another 80s and 90s movie to you, because you guys remember, those were the best fucking movies.
Yes, sir.
I was young.
So this week, I want to recommend Beetlejuice. It's a classic movie with Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder, and a bunch of other known actors. It's just, if you really, really pay attention.
Alec Baldwin's in it.
Alec Baldwin is in it, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you really pay attention to it, it is an adult comedy. It is hilarious. All the little jokes, all the people that are dead, you kind of figure out why they're dead. It is a really smart comedy. You just have to really pay attention. And as an adult, I appreciate it even more. But as you know, as a child, it's really nostalgic. It has a lot of those elements. Tim Burton really did a good job with that movie. He's also the one that made Batman in that style that's really attractive, that has never been replicated afterwards. So you guys check out Beetlejuice. It's one of the classic movies. It's amazing. And this week I want to recommend Beetlejuice, which just came out. And
did you stutter?
Don't say it one more time. Don't say it one more time. It's like the Candyman.
It came out about a month ago, and I was able to see it this morning. It was amazing. It was an amazing experience. Today's Tuesday, by the way.
Yeah.
And here in California, you can watch movies for $5. And it was me, a young lady that was like, there was an empty seat, and she was sitting like a seat next to me.
Uh-huh.
She was a really, real weirdo. And I thought it was just going to be me and her in the theater by ourselves.
Jerry, you're like, let's see what can happen.
Wait till the sex scenes come on. And then three more ladies walked in, and it was a total of five people.
Then you were the weirdo.
And then I was the weirdo, right? But it was still an amazing movie. It was a little long-winded.
Yeah.
I think they got a little too serious, a little too long in some parts.
There were too many plots. I think one of those plots, they could have just left it out completely.
Yes. And then for some reason, Michael Keaton was speaking slow. Where in the first one, he was just talking fast.
Yeah.
And he had that energy of Beetlejuice. And in this one, he kind of slowed it down a lot. And I'm not sure if it was for the audience, because, you know, in the first one, you do miss the jokes because he was talking so fast. But in this one, he just the energy was a lot lower. But I still enjoyed it. I really recommend it if you're in your 45. Well, unfortunately, Barlow's can't watch it because he's a little too young for this.
I already saw it.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. What did you think of it?
It was okay.
It was okay, right?
Yeah, it was okay.
I really liked it. But I think
the first one was definitely better than the second one.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. But again, I really did like it, mm-hmm. but I think it could have been a lot better.
Yeah.
Which hopefully there'll be a part three and they can improve on that. But with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars where it didn't happen. Protect your behind.
To me, there are three things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son cuatro compas de misterio. Y en la plática los cuatro unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felaz. Tenemos a Shomer. Y luego a Barlow. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta feliz. We'll be right back. no pidan perdón, ni tampoco disculpas. No tienen pelos en la pinche lengua.